But if you close your eyes.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to This Week Again. I'm your host, Suzanne Posel. We're going to start off this show with the latest criminal charges filed against giant douchebag Vance and the would-be dictator for one day. Move on to why women need protection from the lard father running for president, and follow all of that up with everyone's favorite subject, healthcare. Let's begin, shall we? The last 7 days have been the longest year I can remember, and that is saying a lot. Parts of Florida are currently underwater thanks to Hurricane Helene and the weaponized incompetence of the state's cosplaying governor. A plethora of P. Diddy's celebrity friends have now mysteriously, or maybe not, deleted posts on social media going back nearly a decade now that the diddler is currently being held in a Manhattan detention center and criminally charged with sex trafficking, sexual assault, and owning more dildos than a dildo shop. And the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, swears he's not guilty of accepting plane tickets and stays in luxury hotels from an agent and government official of Turkey in what has only been described as a long-term relationship spanning decades, which apparently is not a bridge too far for New York Congressman and Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries, who said in a statement that while the charges against Mayor Adams are serious, Jeffries is going to wait for a jury to decide what to do with this guy. A bold move, considering New York Senator AOC has rightfully been calling for Adams to step down amidst the egregious criminal charges outlined in a 57-page federal indictment that you can read for yourself on the DOJ's website. But one of my favorite moments of the last week was when the Sofa King himself, J.D. Worthless, and the only candidate for Sith Lord in the 2024 election, Tangerine Palpatine, finally became contestants of Fuck Around and Find Out.
Criminal charges have been filed against former President Trump and his running mate, J.D. Vance, for making false claims and more about Springfield.
A California Haitian organization filed the criminal charges in Clark County Municipal Court using a state statute that allows private citizens to file criminal charges. Trump and Vance accused of disrupting public service, making false claims, committing telecommunicating harassment, communicating and committing aggravated menacing, violating the prohibition against complicity.
Our clients at the Haitian Bridge Alliance are seeking the arrest and prosecution of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance.
After former President Donald Trump falsely suggested that the town's Haitian population was eating people's pets.
Late Tuesday afternoon, former President Trump's team releasing a statement saying in part, President Trump is rightfully highlighting the failed immigration system that Kamala Harris has overseen, bringing thousands of illegal immigrants pouring into communities like Springfield and many others across the country. President Trump will secure our border and put an end to the chaos that illegal immigration brings to our communities.
Yeah. Except the Haitian migrants living in Springfield are not only legally in this country, but wanted by the town's businessmen and women because they're really good employees, as opposed to the pasty residents who are upset because no one wants to hire their lazy entitled asses. Now, Legacy Media has been quick to pair this story with legal experts who all seem to say the very same thing. These criminal charges aren't going anywhere because it's really hard to prosecute such a claim. And to that, I present to you an interview from CNN where Lying Vance admits to making this whole thing up for media attention. Roll tape.
The American media totally ignored this stuff until Donald Trump and I started talking about cat memes. If I have to, create stories so that the American media actually pays attention, then that's what I'm going to do, Dana.
You just said that this is a story that you created. So then
the eating dogs and cats thing is not
We are creating, I say that we're creating a story, meaning we're creating the American media focusing on it. Yes, we created the actual focus that allowed the American media to talk about this story.
And that, my friends, is known in legal circles as an admission. Mascara Vance said on national television that he made up this whole story about Haitian immigrants in Springfield for media attention. And I'm pretty sure the Haitian Bridges Alliance, the nonprofit that filed these criminal charges, has a copy of the audio I just played for you, which will, of course, come in handy as the case moves forward in court. But in the meantime, I noticed that the big lie about Haitians is always paired with the claim that this is all because of Kamala Harris's failed border policies. Policies that a sitting vice president has nothing to do with creating or implementing, but who cares about how our government actually works when you're talking to the poorly educated? Because when it comes to the southern border, Kamala Harris has made her position clear.
And as president, I won't only bring back the border security bill that Donald Trump tanked, I will do more to secure our border. To reduce illegal border crossings, I will take further action to keep the border closed between ports of entry. Those who cross our borders unlawfully will be apprehended and removed and barred from reentering for 5 years. We will pursue more severe criminal charges against repeat violators. And if someone does not make an asylum request at a legal point of entry, and instead crosses our border unlawfully, they will be barred from receiving asylum. While we understand that many people are desperate to migrate to the United States, our system must be orderly and secure.
That's right, kiddies. This woman who would be president is talking about prosecuting migrants who don't use the front door and barring them from seeking asylum for at least 5 years for trying to sneak through the backyard. And if they keep trying to sneak in, those repeat offenders would be on a shit list for migrants who aren't allowed in the country for any reason. Because mom said no. Sounds to me like Kamala Harris is serious about overhauling our current immigration policies, cracking down on illegal crossings, and creating a better way for immigrants coming to America. And that also means the tiny-handed grifter and his smoky-eyed sidekick have been lying about Kamala Harris. So, if they're willing to lie about something demonstratively false, what else are they willing to lie about? Well, it turns out it's not easy being orange. Mostly because your skin is so thin, people can see how upset you are over being called out for being boring. You know, your audience is leaving early. And then you make this pathetic attempt at gaslighting at your own rally while your supporters are exiting stage left.
I want to explain something. The people that you see leaving, because nobody ever leaves. And when they do, I finish up quick, believe me. But I couldn't take pictures at the beginning. So I take them at the end sometimes. If I'm late, the plane gets late, you get delayed, lots of things happen. There's a little hurricane going on in Florida, as you know. And so what they do is they say, oh, please come up now at the end of my speech. I said, don't do that! Because it looks like they're leaving, like your husband who owns this place.
Okay, so that's the story you're going with, huh? Your maggots leaving in the middle of your rally, usually while you're still talking, is because they're heading off to stand in a line so they can take a picture with you? You're so sad, I almost feel bad for you. Obviously, this comment Kamala made nearly 3 weeks ago at the only debate you'll have with her because you're chicken really got to you.
And I'm going to actually do something really unusual, and I'm going to invite you to attend one of Donald Trump's rallies because it's a really interesting thing to watch. You will see during the course of his rallies, he talks about fictional characters like Hannibal Lecter. He will talk about windmills cause cancer. And what you will also notice is that people start leaving his rallies early out of exhaustion and boredom. And I will tell you, the one thing you will not hear him talk about is you.
Well, the woman does have a point. And by the way, did you notice that Manchild Mussolini was so thin-skinned that, well, okay, everybody knows he's thin-skinned. I'm just trying to throw the aging orange a bone. Because between illegal immigrants that are actually legal migrants in Springfield and people leaving his rallies, his own supporters, while he's still talking, Donny Khan is going to insist that what you see isn't what's actually happening. For example, Eric's dad made this comment in response to polling low with suburban women who apparently aren't happy with the fact that whack old Donald made sure Roe v. Wade was overturned by the bogus SCOTUS and abortion rights were returned back to the states.
Business, I always thought women liked me. I never thought I had a problem. But the fake news keeps saying women don't like me. I don't believe it. Sadly, women are poorer than they were 4 years ago, much poorer, are less healthy than they were 4 years ago, are more stressed and depressed and unhappy than they were 4 years ago. I will fix all of that and fast because I am your protector. I want to be your protector. As president, I have to be your protector. You will no longer be abandoned, lonely, or scared. You will no longer be in danger. You're not going to be in danger any longer. You will no longer have anxiety from all of the problems our country has today. You will be protected, and I will be your protector.
Oh my God, what in the libel in a court of law for raping a woman in a fitting room and constantly saying you'd date your daughter if she weren't your daughter is this weird-ass predator talking about? Because although the supreme disappointment overturned Roe in 2022, it was thanks to the Jesus freak jester's pervert Hoover appointed during his reign of stupidity a few years before that. Which means the abortion bans we've been seeing popping up all over maggot-controlled states is a direct consequence of Schittler's 4 years occupying the White House. And while we're all aware that Congress had 50 years to codify Roe into law and didn't, it's important to remember exactly why women don't feel safe in this country right the fuck now.
Another woman is dead because of her state's abortion ban. 26-year-old Tayshia Wilkinson Sebesky was pregnant with her second child and started to experience major cramping, so she decided to go to the hospital. Her husband, Clayton, had to carry her down the stairs to her mother's car because she couldn't walk. Tayshia kissed her son goodbye, not knowing that would be their last. The hospital was just 5 minutes away in their small Indiana town, but its labor and delivery ward had closed a month prior. There were no doctors or medical staff who had enough training in the field of obstetrics to be able to help her. Like many states with abortion bans, her area was considered to be a care desert. No medical care available for those who need it. After all, qualified OBGYNs are avoiding practicing in these states. She was transferred to a different medical center where she died 2 days later of a ruptured fallopian tube from an ectopic pregnancy. Her widower says that every expert he's spoken to says the delay in her care is what caused her death.
And for contextual purposes, Tayshia was a 26-year-old mother whose death was completely preventable if it wasn't for those meddling religious creepers in Indiana's state house. The women should be having babies douches running Indiana's state house ensured Tayshia would die because not only was the nearest hospital no longer offering OBGYN services, but those doctors aren't willing to risk their licenses and possibly going to prison for administering life-saving care that they know that their patients need. Tayshia is the third woman to die because Voldemort returned abortion back to the states. And that is why women do not feel safe in this country. Not because immigrants are doing a better job than the residents of their towns. not because corporate greedflation driving up the cost of everything. And by the way, that's a problem that Kamala Harris has a plan to deal with. No, it's because their very lives are under attack thanks to three lying sacks of shit you appointed to the third branch of our government, revoking every American woman's right to bodily autonomy and life-saving health care. Oh, and while we're talking about the many lies of Von Schützenpanz, recently he told a zinger about getting rid of taxes on overtime pay.
As part of our additional tax cuts, we will end all taxes on overtime. You know what that means? The people who work overtime are among the hardest working citizens in our country. And for too long, no one in Washington has been looking out for them. It's time for the working man and woman to finally catch a break. And that's what we're doing, because this is a good one. And I think it's going to be great for the country.
Oh, yeah. And by great for the country, bankruptcy dawn means it's great for the wealthiest corporate jackoffs. Because on page 592 of Project 2025, it says, quote, Congress should provide flexibility to employers and employees to calculate the overtime period over a longer number of weeks. In other words, companies can get out of paying workers overtime by playing with your schedule.
So instead of getting overtime for working more than 40 hours a week, employees would only qualify if they worked more than 80 hours over 2 weeks. So if you worked 50 hours one week and 25 the next, you wouldn't be eligible for overtime. A lot of people in this country count on overtime. Without it, they couldn't survive with their hourly salary. But Project 2025 hopes to make overtime pay available to fewer workers. The former chief economist at the Department of Labor said that Trump's overtime proposal would only benefit a specific group. Yep, you guessed it, well-paid Americans. To allow their salaried overtime-exempt workers to get the tax cut, employers could easily switch them to hourly, which would potentially lead to CEOs earning $4,000 an hour and an additional $6 million in overtime.
Because when you're a paper-rich Nepo baby who promised your wealthy donors more money would stay in their pockets if you become America's first dictator for a day, you come up with a way to make the rich richer while screwing over the poor. And with an estimated 71% of Americans depending on overtime because their hourly is insultingly below a living wage, this whole no tax on overtime because there isn't going to be any overtime should be something that we should all be considering. Or perhaps if you have a body and you might need medical care someday, at some point, maybe today. Because let's face it, living is a pre-existing condition, am I right? So if healthcare is your biggest concern, then you're going to want to hear what the hillbilly don't care bear said about the future of your health.
If you only go to the doctor once a year, you're going to need a different healthcare plan than somebody who goes to the doctor 14 times a year because they've got chronic pain.
Implement some deregulatory agenda so that people can choose a healthcare plan that fits them. A young American doesn't have the same healthcare needs as a 65-year-old American. A 65-year-old American in good health has much different healthcare needs than a 65-year-old American with a chronic condition. But the best way to do that is to actually promote some more choice in our healthcare system and not have a one-size-fits-all approach that puts a lot of people into the same insurance pools, into the same risk pools, that actually makes it harder for people to make the right choices for their families.
I'm actually quite impressed at how Vance is able to say so many wrong things in such a short amount of time. Okay, so for those of you in the back, what the homosexual was trying to say is that he and his sidekick want to take us back to the mess that necessitated Obamacare in the first place. What Confederate Vance is proposing is segregating people by their health, meaning a pool for healthy people and other subpools depending on a person's age. Then you have a pool for sick people and divide them up by age too. Oh, and don't forget about the do not insure list of people with pre-existing conditions. This is how healthcare was way back before 10 years ago, and the industry was making bank by not paying out on claims and refusing to approve medical procedures that were necessary for the person's health or for the person continuing to live. And what JD, definitely not a doctor, is proposing to go back to would reside more than 50 million Americans who are currently covered under Obamacare go back to not having any health insurance because it's too fucking expensive.
We tried something like this before as a temporary program from 2010 to 2014 while the Affordable Care Act was still rolling out. It was meant to provide coverage for people with pre-existing conditions like cancer, heart disease, or diabetes who couldn't get insurance at all before. But enrollees in the high-risk pool paid much higher premiums than the typical market rate, and their coverage often excluded necessary treatments. Once the Affordable Care Act was rolled out, it forced the healthy to subsidize the sick, requiring insurers to cover everyone equally and offsetting the cost for when people get sick.
What he really means is making it legal for insurers to deny you healthcare coverage or charge you crazy premiums for your pre-existing conditions. More than 50 million Americans right now are living with conditions that would make them uninsurable if the ACA went away tomorrow. It's absolutely insane to think about. This was the reality for years and years before the ACA, and now they want to take it away.
Meanwhile, on the other hand, Kamala Harris has more than a concept of a plan for dealing with the out-of-control cost of healthcare. The record profits drug companies enjoy at the literal expense of their customers. Because it's life or death. She wants to make sure insurance companies cannot deny you coverage for having a history of hay fever and keep the cost of medication down so patients don't have to ration their drugs or choose between groceries and insulin. This means that when the EpiPen costs $69 in the UK for a pack of two, that Americans should be paying that much as well. Because right now, Americans are shelling out over $600 for two EpiPens. And that's 500% more of our money in the pockets of Big Pharma, where it does you and me no good. As well as restoring the protections of Roe and instituting guards to make sure reproductive freedom is the law of the land. Because abortion is healthcare. And no man or government should ever tell a woman living in America what she can and cannot do with her body. Because there is no time limit on bodily autonomy. And that's all I have to say about that. New episodes of This Week Again air every Sunday. Oh, and don't forget, Sundays at 6 p.m. Ohio time, you can re-listen to this very show on Crowtown Radio. You can follow This Week Again on social media wherever you can find us. And we are always available for your listening pleasure on places like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audible, Amazon, or basically wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much for listening to this show and to Dare for now.